and welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Great to spend some time with you. Todd Crandall has dedicated his life to helping substance abusers. He himself struggled with addiction for 13 years, and it was a very destructive time for Todd. He became sober, became a counselor, and founded Racing for Recovery, an organization providing substance abuse support in conjunction with athletic events. And Racing for Recovery has been featured on CNN, ESPN, The Times, in New York, and Runner's World magazine. It's known throughout the world. Todd, welcome to America Weekend. Once again, great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, it's a pleasure speaking with you. You're very inspirational, and you do help so many people. Before we talk about some events coming up and some news for you, can you tell us how you turned your life around and became sober finally?
Well, on April 15th of 1993, I received my third and final drunk driving charge. I registered a .36 at noon. And I really look at that from two ways. A, I believe God, and I believe my mom, who committed suicide from drugs and alcohol. I believe those two people, if you will, gave me just the wake-up call to say enough is enough, and I started pursuing a life full of sobriety and helping others.
And so when you started down that road, did you feel committed to the process, and did you feel this was going to be different this time?
Absolutely. I knew 150% within every fiber of my being that I was done drinking alcohol. I was done doing drugs. I didn't know where I was going in my sobriety, but I knew I was going somewhere that was going to be awesome.
So how did you begin? What happened?
Well, again, and as a counselor now, I truly believe that most of the people that are battling addictions are doing so because of some type of emotional trauma. Now, that is not equating to an excuse. It is validating a reason why people start to choose to use drugs and alcohol in the first place. And in my case, after my mom died, I was basically a lost kid. You know, I had all the materialistic things, the nice home, I went to good schools, had friends, played sports, but I had no self-esteem, no self-worth, and just didn't feel a value. And at the age of 13, I tried alcohol to try and ease some of those emotional pains, and that's when everything fell apart.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, lately we've been hearing an awful lot about the heroin epidemic that seems to be taking hold of many of the suburban kids these days. How do you address this? Because it must be very upsetting to you to hear about how it's really changing lives.
You know, heroin is the latest and greatest self-destructive modality these days. You know, back in the 70s, it was popular. Then we switched into cocaine and then crack cocaine. And one of the things I want to make clear to the listener is, all these drugs are bad. You know, every 30 minutes in this country, someone is still killed from drinking and driving. So although heroin, yes, it's horrible, and yes, it's an epidemic in our country, what I like to refer to our epidemic is that we have an epidemic of hurting people that need help with that hurt, so they're not choosing drugs of any kind to deal with it.
And recently you became a licensed counselor. You've always been helping people, but now you have the license, right?
Well, I've been a licensed professional counselor since 2009, and I just passed the exam to be a licensed professional clinical counselor. So I'm now have the capabilities to diagnose in addition to counseling anybody for any type of emotional issue that they're going through. So that took me 6 years to attain that credential.
So that the differentiation, Todd, is the clinician means you can diagnose.
Correct. I have now that clinical piece is what I just added. So now I can diagnose, and plus I'll be able to take different types of insurances, and it enables me to see more people and get Racing for Recovery's message in the hands of more people as well.
Well, congratulations to you. That's fantastic that you've gone the next step. Recently, you were featured on an Australian TV station, which is why it came to my attention again. Tell me what happened there. What's going on?
Back in March of 2015, I did Ironman Melbourne over in Australia, and I did some press over there talking about Racing for Recovery. And evidently, a station from there who operates out of Los Angeles, they got wind of my story, and they wanted to do a follow-up with it. So they came over to Ohio And they really did a great job of showcasing a couple of success stories from Racing for Recovery and showing how our program has helped them. Because, you know, yes, I know my personal story is kind of like the catalyst that gets the media involved, but then I personally like to show the success stories of our program that we've helped.
Let's talk about the program Racing for Recovery. How does this work?
Well, Racing for Recovery it's a federally approved nonprofit that I started in 2001, and our mission is twofold. We are here to prevent substance abuse, and then we're here to show current substance abusers, their families, their friends, and the public at large that sobriety does exist, it can be attained, and it can be sustained through a balanced, holistic lifestyle. And so we focus on, again, helping people heal from the emotional traumas. And then we use that balanced lifestyle that incorporates a physical component, a spiritual piece, emotional piece, a social. And it's like the person is the hub of a bike tire, and then you have all the spokes that become that lifestyle that help people sustain their sobriety.
So there is a component of athleticism involved with this.
Yes, there's a component of exercise in general, and then some people specifically use running and or triathlon as a part of that physical component.
For somebody who really is not athletic or doesn't exercise, how can they participate in Racing for Recovery?
You don't have to be a runner or a walker. You can just be active. Just getting people to move physically, whether they're doing yoga, they're stretching, they're lifting, you know, minor weights, or if they are walking or running, either at a competitive or just from an energetic standpoint, we want to get people moving so their bodies are not only in action, but their minds and their spirits start to follow as well.
You really are a world-class athlete, Todd Crandall. I mean, if you're a triathlete, that's a lot of stuff you get to do all the time, right? Do you work out constantly?
No, I mean, I've done 27 Ironman since what, 1999, and it's a great lifestyle, but it's, again, it's a piece of my lifestyle. I'm not addicted to this stuff. I've just taken that negative addiction and turned it into a new focus that exercise and me doing Ironmans is a part of. Plus, it's a great marketing tool for Racing for Recovery.
Absolutely. Well, I know you have some wonderful events coming up very soon.
Well, over this upcoming holiday weekend, Racing for Recovery is a charity with the Detroit Half Marathon that's going on this weekend. We also have our 15th annual 5K, 10K that's coming up in October, and then we have our annual golf outing August 12th. So we're always looking to partner with other organizations that are doing good things to help our community, and then, of course, our own events, which shares our mission of hope as well.
You were featured, as I mentioned, in a television program in an Australia station, and they were very intrigued by you and your great success stories. Can you share some outstanding stories of recovery?
Oh, God, Valerie, you're putting me on the spot here. Yeah, I mean, every as the founder of Racing for Recovery, every day of my life, I get to witness people's lives being saved and then watching them blossom into productive members of society. So I've seen people who have gone from living on the streets to regaining their life, their physical health, their families are back in their lives, they're getting educated, they're back being employed, they're being productive members of society. And a couple that ring true are literally people that I've taken from addict to Ironman. You know, a guy that was in Philadelphia who was a homeless crack addict, he did an Ironman with me in Australia. You know, I've had families that have watched their loved ones who are battling bipolar and drug addiction recover, and their families are happy and healthy again. And it's truly just an honor to be a part of watching people regain their lives back.
It must be so satisfying and so thrilling for you to witness this and to be a part of their new life.
Well, I've always looked at my life as a person who's been blessed with so much. And when I got sober and started Racing for Recovery, I just felt two things: that I found my purpose in life, and I was obligated to give it back. You know, I don't believe that we can keep what has graciously been given to us or we're going to lose it. So everything that comes my way, I turn around and give it back through Racing for Recovery because it's the right thing to do.
And Racing for Recovery can be accessed online at racingforrecovery.org. Todd, you have a couple of books out, right? What are they called?
My first book is, in fact, titled From Addict to Iron Man. And then I have a second book called There's More Than One Way to Get to Cleveland.
And you do speaking engagements, too.
I'm doing them all over the place. And I do speaking engagements anywhere and everywhere.
Thank you so much, Todd Crandall. This was a great conversation and continued success to you.
Thanks for having me on, Valerie.
I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.